This is an audio recording of the blog post, Good Anal Sex versus Great Anal Sex. Anal sex is a topic I've done to death here before. If you've been reading or listening for longer than a few weeks, you'll know that it's one of my favourite things. The tightness of it, the promise of something deliciously taboo, the way he'll whisper, good girl, in my ear as I wriggle back onto his cock. Thing is, I'm not always great at it. Usually the start of a good fuck in the ass is a 50-50 gamble. I might get relaxed and excited as he holds the tip of his dick right up against me, and maybe I'll feel like it's easy as hell to push back onto him. On the other hand, I might get nervous that it will slip in too quickly, and the thickness of it will make me tense up. When people ask about butt sex, or write those top 10 tips on how to get it in properly articles, the main tip they give is use lube. Lots of lube. So much lube that you worry you're going to cause a bedroom oil slick. Drown yourselves in lube, they say. Gallons and gallons, until sex toy companies announce a shortage and scientists start researching whether friction is finite. That's true, of course, and it's a really good tip. In my opinion, water-based lube is better, but that might just be because of the selection of bottles I have by the side of my bed. The water-based one is the biggest, so it's the easiest to grab in a sticky moment. But my better tip for great anal sex, at the moment at least, these things change depending on my mood and my body and the time of day. My better tip has less to do with lube and everything to do with angle and control. So here's the story. We're in bed, and he's lying behind me, spooning. Cock rock solid and squeezed between my thighs. Not my thighs, really, my cheeks. Right at the top. Thrusting through, the head of his dick splits my cunt and touches my clit, and the slickness starts to cover it. He grips me, one big hand squeezing my ass and crushing me tighter onto him. Fucking slowly. Lazily, like he's just testing how much pleasure he can get with no penetration. Just a languid rhythm with his dick and his hands squeezing me tighter. And I say, get the lube. So he does. And he rubs it not just all over his dick, but all over me too. Slick handfuls of it over my cheeks, thighs, and into the folds of my cunt. We fuck like this, a bit faster. Still not going in, just rubbing against each other in the way that feels best. So I ask him, can you come like this? Maybe, he says. Do you want to? I ask again. No. And as he says no, this is the good part, this is the part I like. When I'm relaxed and so horny for it, I can slide him in easily. I pull my knees up towards my chest, brace my hands against the bedposts, and settle myself neatly onto his prick. The head of it teasing the entrance to my ass, gently pulsing. Waiting. He's got one arm round my neck and the other, slippery and firm, on my ass. Waiting. Waiting. And I slide back, ever so gently, just enough that I can feel the head push against me. Not quite in yet. I push back further and he moans. Good girl, he says. And I do it again. That's it, he says. Do it. And I slide back further, at which point he starts to fuck. Still not quite fully in. I'm holding back slightly, whimpering into the pillow with the effort of it, that delicious combination of desire and uncertainty. He fucks me with quick, gentle strokes, never going further in than I've already pushed myself, giving me just a taste of what I really want, which is his cock, fat and hard and twitching and fucking me right up to the hilt. At this angle, I have as much control as I want. so the challenge is in deciding just how far I want to push it. And of course I want to push it. Knees tucked tighter to my chest, hands gripping the bars at the head of the bed, I grip my teeth, cry into the pillow and push back until I have every inch of him inside me. He fucks me harder until his breath is ragged and his dick tightens inside me, ready for the moment when he comes. A second before it happens, when the final few hard thrusts begin, I grip the bars harder with my now trembling hands and ask him if I'm good. Good, he replies as he pumps spunk deep inside me. You're a fucking angel. If you enjoyed that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.